This is the Father Matters Show with your host, Vance Sims. Father Matters is committed to building stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And now, your host, Vance Sims.
Welcome to the Father Matters Show. I'm your host, Vance Sims. Thank you for joining us on Faith Talk 1360 KPXQ. If you've been listening all summer, you know we've been talking a lot about divorce, a lot about child support, a lot about separation. It has just been a heavy, heavy summer. We've been getting calls from all over the country, emails from all over the country. So I've just wanted to be bringing in the professionals to give information and insight. And I had the opportunity to meet Irish Look last month. She's with Second Saturday AZ, and she just shared what this ministry, this organization is about, and she has a partner, Darcy Child. Well, they are here today, and they're going to share what everyone needs to know about divorce. Darcy and Iris, welcome to the Father Matters Show.
Hi, how are you? Thank you very much for having us.
Can you share a little bit about what is Second Saturday? Anybody?
Second Saturday is a workshop and talks about literacy and information, practical information about divorce, navigating divorce. We talk about legal, financial, and emotional aspects of dealing with the navigating divorce process.
And Darcy, why did you guys start the Second Saturday AZ?
Actually, we heard about it on the radio. It started in San Diego 26 years ago, and Iris and I are both divorced. We've gone through the process, and so it hit us very close to our heart, and we know what it feels like to be on the other side. And helping women is something we're both very passionate about, but using our life experience as well to really help kind of be the support along the way is one thing that we just find amazing through the whole process.
So is Second Saturday AZ just for women?
It's not just for women. We are open door to men as well. However, the main organization, Women's Institute of Financial Education, which is WIFE.org, started this process. So mainly women, but we are not closing the door to men as well.
It is so heavy right now. I'm sure it's every year, but I have not heard. I've heard a lot. My wife and I had a couple of friends that's just like within months hit my wife with, I'm getting a divorce.
Right.
Hit my wife with, I've been staying at a relative's house, and it's like it's so hard to share and it's so hard to tell. Why is it so hard to share, and what is it about going on with the divorce? What's the first step, the process?
Well, I think I can answer that pretty easily. I was married for almost 23 years, and I have five daughters. And I think initially, well, of course, nobody at their wedding plans on getting a divorce. So there's a lot of shame that goes with it. And you are thinking, if I can only fix this, then the marriage will be fixed. But sometimes there are just areas that cannot be fixed. And you know that in your heart, but to share that with even a close family member or friend is really difficult. And that's why at our workshop, it's in a very secluded place, but it's also a place where people can go and share their true fears, their, you know, just really open up and not feel so isolated and alone. So I think that's a critical component of what we're doing.
And not only this is a place for people to be sharing, also we empower them with information. Then they can take it and then move forward for the next chapter of their life. We're not proponing divorce by any means, but if you decide this is the best decision or this is the decision that you have to take, then be prepared and plan and then do it the right way so that it will not only help you, but also overall family matters.
Really, our hope is that women or men come to our workshop before they go through divorce and really, you know, have to discern, is this what I want? And is this the best thing for my family? And kind of seeing all aspects laid out in front of them, they're going to, you know, be hit with a lot of information, but it's really, really important information that they're going to be receiving really at the worst time in their life because they're the most sensitive and the most vulnerable. And that's why it's really important.
And leading up to what goes on in a workshop, if you're listening, I want you to mark your calendar for Saturday, September the 12th. Saturday, September the 12th from 8 to 12:30. Mark your calendar. We're going to tell you how to get in contact with Darcy and Iris a little bit. But this is a great opportunity to get this information. So what happens when someone comes to your workshop?
Well, I mean, initially when they come in, it's like I said, it's they can either sign up on our website or they can just do a walk-in. But they're very scared. They kind of look like they have the look of the deer in the headlights. And they're not quite sure what to expect. And we follow the same routine every workshop. And there's a reason why we've laid it out, why we have. But a big part of it is to, you know, get rid of that fear and to give them the assurance that they're in a safe place where what they say stays in our room. Mm-hmm. And the trust is a very, very important factor. And by the end of the workshop, we're getting hugs. We're getting people smiling. We're really, truly empowering them with things that they can control. There's a lot that they can't control, but what they can is incredibly empowering to them as individuals.
Yeah, so when you come in, we will have you sign up, mm-hmm. and we're going to introduce Second Saturday and background of how the Second Saturday started nationally. There are about 70 other Second Saturday nationally going on every second Saturday month. And so we start with attorney, legal issues. So we talked about for an hour and talk about process and protecting yourself legally and financially. Talk about child custody and also spousal maintenance and how to avoid court process. There are different ways to get divorced, not just court. So we talked about those things, mediation and collaborative way, and take a quick break. And we talked about family issue is presented by licensed family therapist and talk about family issue, how to deal with hostile spouse and how to talk to kids about breaking the news. If you haven't talked about it, a lot of parents with any age of children, that's one of their biggest fear. And how to build your self-esteem and how do you take care of yourself, and that's the most important part. So we talk about those and take a quick break, and then we talk about financial issue, and mostly we talk about 12 pitfalls that you have to consider in going through divorce process. And so things that you should be doing, you should be collecting data, information, some of the things that you should be aware of to prepare of getting into that process, tax consequences of dividing property, house versus rollover IRA, which one is better. You know, especially we're dealing with community property state in Arizona. Not only the asset is yours, but the debt, half of the debt that you incur is also yours as well. So we talk about those. So that takes a bit all the way to 12:15, about takes a Q&A for about 15 minutes, and then we adjourn at 12:30.
I love that earlier, Darcy, you said mm-hmm. you also want women and men to come before they do the divorce process. When mm-hmm. someone come to your workshop, have you heard someone say, you know what, actually, after being here for 4 or 5 hours, I think I'm going to take some counseling, or I think you know, we're not going to get a divorce. Have you got any testimonies like that?
You know, personally, when Iris and I were first looking into starting this in Arizona, we each individually went out to San Diego and sat through a whole session in San Diego. And I talked to one woman who had been there 6 times before, Whoa. And she still had not made the decision to divorce. And there comes a point in everybody's life when they know they're ready. And they know when they're not ready. And I think by just having this as a resource, it's something that will affirm them to really listen to their heart, to know what is inside of them and what they're calling to do is, basically. But nobody during any of the divorce workshops will say, you need to get a divorce or you need to get out. That is not that's not what we're there for. We're not there to tell anybody what to do. We are there to really, like Iris said, offer general information that will help them make the decision that they need to
make.
And
this is not a place for mm-hmm. talk about my story is yes. worse than yours.
Yes.
This is a very intense information-driven mm-hmm. presentation. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of questions regarding to process and information. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we get into that little bit detail of their personal side. And we try not to delve into that personal side during that workshop. If they find it, they need to maybe talk to one of the presenters for a specific area. We encourage them to see them afterwards, and we give them contact information so that they can get more information on their own personal information.
Have you ever had couples come together?
No, not yet. We would love that. I mean, truly. Or what we've heard other workshops have done, and we've considered this as well, is to say if one spouse comes, then the second spouse can have a discount coming. But it really would benefit both of them, truly, because they'd be both learning what they have to understand with one another. So
what we have found is that one person come in first. And they went through that process of, in a way, grieving. And the other spouse, has not been aware of that she is going to break the news. So we offer them, you know what, once you break that news, you might want to offer him or her second chance. We have our workshop is $45 to $10 for 4 hours, but we give them coupon for $25 for the other spouse to attend to get that information as well.
I tell you, $45 is very, very cheap to get some information before you just jump off the edge and make a decision on emotion, you know. And when we get back, I want to get more into some of the main topics of the workshop, if you don't mind.
Sure.
You're listening to the Father Matters Show with Vance Sims. And today's guests are Darcy Child and Iris Look from Second Saturday AZ. We'll be back after these messages. Are you in need of family law legal services? Contact fathermatters.org. Our purpose is to provide free legal assistance services to fathers and their families. Remember, you have the right to see your children, and no parent can take that right away from you. Being responsible financially for your children is required by law, but even parents without financial means have the right to see their children. Don't let a legal matter stop you from being an excellent and involved parent. For more information about free family law legal services, log on to fathermatters.org. That's fathermatters.org. Hi, this is Vance Sims, host of the Father Matters Show. Would you consider partnering with us? Father Matters is a nonprofit ministry that's listener-supported and relies on donations and grants. All funds raised go directly to Father Matters mentoring programs for families, which means that your donation will help important projects that service children and families. For more information about partnering with us, log on to fathermatters.org and click the Donate to Father Matters icon. Together, let's build stronger, healthier communities by supporting, encouraging, and enlightening today's fathers and families. And we're back with Darcy Child and Iris Look from Second Saturday AZ. If you're just tuning in, you can catch the top of the show at fathermatters.org. Also catch the Father Matters Show nationally every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Mountain Standard Time by logging on to blogtalkradio.com or catch our archive shows anytime worldwide at soundcloud.com. Before we went to the break, I wanted to ask you something, Darcy and Iris, about you said something about the 12 pitfalls. Can you unpack that a little bit more, the 12 pitfalls of what, finances or of divorce?
Sure. So 12 pitfalls that you should be aware of preparing your divorce financially is, one, don't be victim of not getting the information. Mm-hmm. Information is the powerful tool here. And another one will be, divorce is a very cash-hungry business, so start saving. And cash is very important, so start saving for that. And there's many different avenues for you to secure the cash. So we talked about those.
Cash-hungry business.
Yes.
Unpack that divorce is a cash-hungry business. Unpack that. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, I can answer part of that as well. It's if two people are getting an attorney, you have the fees of the attorneys. That's twice. Then you have the therapist to help you through emotionally, and that could be together, separately, or for the children. That adds up. And then really not having an idea. Typically, we find that a lot of women have no idea what it even costs to live on a monthly basis, and their income will actually go down quite a bit after the divorce because you're now in two separate households and you're building, and the expenses are way more than you thought and anticipated. So we really also start with the very basics of just, you know, really getting a budget together and learning how to do that. And we don't go over that in class, but that's something that, you know, we can offer as well. But there are other things, you know, check your credit report. That's one of the pitfalls, that you don't know what debt is out there, what your name is on. That's a very, very important thing to do. And it's free once a year. So
where is the September 12th mm-hmm. workshop?
It's going to be held at the Scottsdale Via Linda Senior Center. Mm-hmm. Is located Via Linda off of Shea and
Via Linda.
Yeah, Via Linda. Yes.
In Scottsdale. Yes. That's Scottsdale. 10440 85258. If someone want to register just to get information, how would they go about contacting you?
Best place to register is go to our website, www.secondsaturdayaz.org. You can register. Mm-hmm. And also you can email to us, secondsaturdayaz@gmail.com.
And is it a phone number available as well?
Yes.
There's a two phone numbers, 602-339-9277. That goes directly to Darcy. 480-518-2116. It goes to me, myself.
And we're going
to
plug that website and email again at the end of the show. Can you touch a little bit on dealing with a hostile spouse? What do you mean by that? That's one of your topics here. I'm looking.
Okay. I can address that. When you are feeling threatened in any way, we do provide a whole list of numbers. But the biggest thing and the most important thing to do is to get help and to not face somebody that's angry or somebody that's in an abusive situation. So we kind of talk about aligning yourself with safe people in your life, of who a contact person could be that you could contact if you're feeling threatened in any form or fashion. But the most important thing is not to argue, not to get into a heated discussion with your ex-spouse. Sometimes, you know, the police are going to have to be brought in, but they're, you know, we haven't had anybody in our workshop yet that is having to deal with that. But emotions are running high, and that's the key that we really try to convey, is you're here to learn. You're here to protect yourself, but to stay calm, because nothing needs to be done today. And I think people come in with this feeling of immediacy, like, mm-hmm. I've got to get it over with, and my husband's going to do this, or he's going to take all the money. And we kind of try to really keep them calm, keep them clear-headed, because they're not. And that's why it's really important to surround themselves by people that are clear in the head and that can kind of offer them advice of saying, okay, take a deep breath. You don't have to make the decision today. Let's walk through this. What can you control? Control today? And that's really so important, because what happens, and we all know this, if you get in an argument, you say things you regret. You don't want to be saying that. So we really, really, really try to talk to them about staying calm.
And one of the exercises that especially one of our therapists, mm-hmm. Therese Hensler, she actually have us exercise is to understand who your support systems mm-hmm. are. Mm-hmm. You draw a circle, and that's you in the middle. And you think about who is supporting you. So as you know, as you draw each names in different area, you realize that you're not alone. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, a lot of people who's going through a divorce, they feel alone and they feel very vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And we do the exercise to remind them, and you're not alone.
Now, we have listeners all over the country, like I shared before, and we're here in Arizona. This is Second Saturday AZ. So you say nationally, the second Saturday of every month, mm-hmm. how can someone get in touch with the second Saturday in their state or in their city?
So you can go to our national website, www.secondsaturday.com. And there are areas that you can click on your state, and it will list the areas of the areas and city that where there is a second Saturday.
Chicago, North Carolina, Virginia,
right,
Maryland.
All over. We're growing very fast. We're trying to get it worldwide.
And this is why I'm so thankful that you came to share this information, because, again, let's not react on the emotion. Let's get the proper information, you know. And you guys also have a Facebook page?
Yes. We have just launched our Facebook, hashtag SSAZ.
SSAZ. So I want to make sure that Father Matters likes that as myself as well. So, and real quick, we got a few minutes left. Darcy, because we got people listening to the show late night, morning, all times, all hours of the day. Speak to that, and I know this is, so it's open to women and men.
Yes.
But you do focus mainly on women?
Well, mostly that's who's
attending.
Okay. Yep.
So there is a woman right now, there's a mother that's debating about the divorce, going through all types of stuff. She don't need to hear from me. Can you speak to her heart about what's going on?
Absolutely. I just know that every single person that walks into our workshop, I know the feeling. I know what it feels like to feel alone, to feel afraid, to know that your life is going to be changing. One of my greatest sayings is the true definition of grief is knowing that your life will never be the same, and it won't. But what we are there to do is inspire you and encourage you to know that it's up to you to rewrite your story. You don't have to live with the physical abuse, mental abuse, emotional abuse, if that's what you're experiencing. But you are can now become empowered with knowledge, and you can take that knowledge, and really, it's a beautiful experience if you allow it to be, and get surround yourself by safe, good people and prayer, and you will get through this. But you don't have to do it alone.
And Iris?
There is life after divorce, and if you probably not seeing that the light at the end of the tunnel, and come see us at the workshop, and you will be surrounded by those who went through that place already, and by seeing there, you will be empowered, and then hopefully you'll be able to make that decision to move forward.
So real quick, let's plug the both websites for the local and national, and let's plug the email address. So national and local websites.
SecondSaturday.com.
And for the local here in Arizona?
SecondSaturdayAZ.org.
And email address if someone might have questions before they want to come into the class.
SecondSaturdayAZ@gmail.com. You can also look us up at Facebook at Second Saturday Arizona, hashtag SSAZ.
And a phone number?
480-518-2116. And there's another number, 602-339-9277.
And what kind of testimonies have you gotten when they say, I came to the class, the divorce went through, this is where I'm at now? What have letters or emails have you gotten?
A lot of people felt that I didn't know what to expect it. They fear that it could be a salesy. However, it's not salesy at all. And we are volunteering our time, all of those professionals volunteering our time. And they felt like we are truly in power, and they can't wait to share that to their friends.
And Darcy?
Same thing. I mean, people are scared when they come in. And at the end, we're just getting their, like I said, true hugs saying, I had no idea that this was what we're going to be learning. And I can't wait to tell my friends. And it really is something that is gearing them to be empowered and not afraid anymore. So
again, the next second Saturday in Arizona, Second Saturday AZ, will be held Saturday, September the 12th from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And the fee and location, one more time.
It's $45 per participant, and it's located Via Linda Senior Center, 10440 East Via Linda, Scottsdale, Arizona.
85258. And then one more time, you have like, so the divorce process, child custody and support, protecting yourself legally, dealing with a hostile spouse. You guys just go on and on, tax dividing property. So again, I want to thank Darcy and Iris for joining me today. Thank you for coming to the Father Matters show.
Thank you, Vance, for having us.
Thank you so much, Vance.
Get in contact with Darcy. Get in contact with Iris. Again, they are Second Saturday AZ. And I want to thank you for listening to the Father Matters show. Send us your questions or comments to info@fathermatters.org. Thank you to my engineer, Jeremy Siegel. See you next week at the same time, same place. Have a safe week. Thank you and God bless.
That's good, because Santander Bank is giving you more reasons to celebrate. See, right now, Santander will give you $150 just for opening and using an eligible new checking account. That's right. You get $150 when you open and use an eligible new Santander checking account. We're pretty excited about it, too. And all that celebrating you're doing? Well, that's just music to our ears. Get $150 when you open and use an eligible new Santander checking account. Limited time offer. Visit a nearby branch or go to santanderbank.com/get150 for more information. Account must have direct deposits of $500 or more within 90 days of account opening and be open for at least 90 days. Available to new checking customers only. Excludes extra 20 student and business accounts. Annual percentage yields vary. For example, as of September 9th, 2015, the APY for Premier Checking is 0.01%. Offer expires 12/31/15. Santander Bank, N.A. member FDIC.